ינדף קופטה זין עומד בייס, the Gemara relates a maise that shilfik tzirchitim hoyu vaholko asora b'nei odom lik tzirchitim noshchei nochesh lechad mehem umeis uboso ishtai v'idi lebezen v'sholchu motzu kidvoreo Oise sha omro ha isha sha omro meis bali tinosi meis bali tisya. So after this maise, they had said that an isha is nemon to say meis bali. So Taisva says, bo oise sha omro isha sha omro meis bali, mishum de chozu de ika igune tvei im loihoyu maminem oise. So they realized if they will not be mamin an isha, there'll be tremendous amount of igun. The Ashashakir brings down from the Marik that to that maisa they were under the opinion that if the husband really died, so mestome there's Adim who witnessed his death, just like the Isha saw that he died. So Memele, we don't have to come on to the Nemonis of the Isha. We can rely on Edom. But after this Maise, 10 people went to Bikaitza. There was Rabbi Mitzuyim Shah. There was a Mokim Korev. And when the Isha came and said Meis Bailey, there was not one other aid that came to Bezen to relate this. And the only way Bezdin was able to be mevarev is that Bezdin sent a shliach Bezdin to see if it's taket true, and they found him dead. So then they realized that if we will not rely on her, there'll be a tremendous igun, and that's pshat ba'isa sha'omri sha'omra meis baili nemenes. Ve'im taima. So Taisvis asks, "Va'amai loy memninin lo b'migu? Why do you need a special takone? Ba'ise shah they were mamina lochere shi'ez an amonus of migu. Shahoisa yechayla loy magirashtani lamanda oma bepeg sheini diksubis. The itmer der avamnune afilu shaloi befonov." Now let us explain Taisvis kasha. There's a man, the Omar, in Ksubis that says that what Rav Hamnuna holds, that a Isha Sha'omra Lebailo Gereshtani Nemenes, is lav davke if she's facing her husband and she tells him in his face that you gave me a get. Now, afilu, the Baal is not around. It's Shaloi Befonov. There's also an Nemenes of Gereshtani. Taisus says such a man de yoma in Ksubis. So therefore, Taisus asks Akashe, so if the halacha is that Gereshtani Shaloi Befonov is Nemenes, so now instead of her saying Meis Baila, she could have said Gereshtani, and she would be Nemo. So let's believe her. When she says Meis Baili with Amigo, she could have said Gereshtani. This is Tais Viskash. There's a Meredike Marsha. The Marsha asks on Tais Vis Mimonovshech. He asks as follows. What is the reason that Rav Hamnuna said he isha sha'omra Gereshtani nemenis? Chazoke ein isha me'iza poneo bifnei baila. That means, in order to say such a statement, if it would be a lie, she wouldn't have the chazah to say such a thing. So if she's saying it, al kochach, it's the truth. So now, what are you asking? You're asking Akasha, listen, if she's a liar, why didn't she say Gereshtani? So the Marsha asks, let us think 1 minute. When she says Meis Baili, is this also a Hazer, or is this not a Hazer? So he says, Mamon of Sheikh, if this is not a Hazer, so So why are you believing her with a migu? She could have said gereshtani. Number one, it's a migu dehoze. It's a migu dehoze we don't say. And the Yashrish Yaakov is mamtik the kash. It's more than stamazay a migu dehoze. The whole nemonis of gereshtani is because ein isha meizo. It's not stamazay she is a nemonis with a tainet. She's nemon because if it's not true, she wouldn't have the hoze. So it could be it's not true, so she wouldn't have the hoze to say gereshtani. So what kind of migu is it? That's the whole longest of Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune said a woman will never say gereshtani if she's not giget. Fine. So memela, so could be she's a liar. And meis baile she is saying, because that's not a hoze. And gereshtani is a hoze, so she wouldn't say. So what's the kasha? And the Marsha says, if you'll say the other way around, that Meis Bailey is also a Hoze, so then why do you have to come on to Migu? So just like Ereshtani is Nemon, because Einisha Meize, so Meis Bailey is also Einisha Meize. A Meiridike Kashe that the Marsha asks on Taisus. And the Etzim Kashe, the Beis Halevi wants to say as follows. The Beis Halevi wants to say, that Be'emison, he says, well, let's understand Pshat in this Mandiyomar. This Mandiyomar says that Afilowich Shaloi Befonov, she also has an Amonis, according to Rav Hamnune. So he asks, how could you say such a statement? Rav Hamnune said, Ha'isha Sha'omro Le'baylo Ge'rashtani Ne'menes, Chazoko Ein Isha Me'izo Poneo Bifnei Baylo. So Rav Hamnune said, Klo, the whole chazok is davke in front of a husband, she wouldn't say it. So how could there be a man the yoma that says in Ksubis, she's never according to Rav Hamnune, even she says it shaloi befono. So the Beis Halevi says, pshat in that man the yoma zazoi. That means a woman is scared to say shaloi befono of gereshtani because he might come around later and how she can, how can she face him? So the pachat, Einisha Me'iza, he says, is a fulu when she's saying it now when he's not around, because she's afraid he might come around. So we still have the, we'll see, so we have the chazaka now. So the Beis Halevi. So if we say that a woman is scared to say Geirashtani Shaloi Befonov, because she's afraid he might come around, she says a woman is zicha scared to say meis bailey if she's afraid he might come around alive. The count of bizyonis and dahoz is much greater by meis bailey. So memele, the kasha of migu dahoz is bachlau no kasha. The same ahoz, perhaps even a greater ahoz, it is to say meis bailey. And then to face him when he's alive, then to say gereshtani. No, we have the second kasha of the marshal. The marshal was nachas. If it's a hoze, so why do you have to come on and ask you should be nemo now it's migu? L'chayre, the same biru that you have by gereshtani, you have by meis bailey. That was the marshal's kasha. And this kasha, the Yashrish Yaakov says the teretz, and he brings up the kivega, also said the same teretz. They say as follows, that when the Isha says Geirashtani, she is saying against Acheskas Eishas Ish. I mean, she's Becheskas Eishas Ish, and she's saying Geirashtani. So Rav Hamnune said, Chazoke Ein Isha Me'izo Bifnei Bailo is Soyser Becheskas Eishas Ish. When the Isha comes and says Meis Bailey, she is saying Kineged Tu Chazoke. She's saying Kineged Cheskes Eishesis, and she's saying Kineged Cheskes Chai. There's a double chazoke. So here we don't have the nemonis of Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune only said Cheskes Einisha Meizo is Bekoyach Lister Cheskes Eishesis. But Cheskes Einisha Meizo is not Bekoyach to be Seisa to chazokes. So that's why Taisva says, but she has a migu. That was Taisva's kasha. But if she would say Geirashtani, she would be Nemo. So Memela believe her Meis Bailey, even though Mitzat Chazoke, She is not Neman because it's one Chazoki to negate two Chazokis. But she has a Migu, she could have said Gereshtani, she would have been Neman. That was Pshat and Taisvus Kash. So Taisvus is asking, why do we need this new takone, ba'oisa shah omro, isha shomro, meis bailin emenes, she should be Neman without new takones. She has a migo, she could have said, gerashtani, according to that mandiyoma, in Ksubis, that says that Rabbi Nuna holds that even shaloi befonov, she's Neman to say gerashtani. V'yesh loima de ein zem migo. She im tamino loima meis, if you'll believe her when she says mace. I say meres kama pomim bededomi lekach ein lahaminei lav mishum dechayish ligunem. So lechayra, that's in the lashon of Taisvus is not too clear. It's ein zemigul. Lechayra Tais means to say a migul won't help over here. Because if will be matter anisha to say mace by law, we have to understand in every mace baila of anisha, or in many cases of a mace baila, we can encounter a chesoron of bedidami. That means, because we have to understand anisha is under a lachatz of igun, and memele, if it's mistaver that he's going to die, she'll say mace baila already. So memele, so amigo doesn't help for bedidami. She take thinks he's take going to die. So that is why als poshit halacha we couldn't be mamin an isha when she says meis bailo. No, there was a takon, mishamiguna. We can't be so medaik or come out that many noshim would become egunis. So therefore they were matter when she says meis bailo. Va'oid yeshloima, dahu amoyre da omar, shaloi befonov nami eino meizo. Hainu davka masnisen da hosom. He only said it on that Mishnah. Sheimeres eishes isha yisi, ugrushani, sheyesh lahamino mitam da pesha oso a pesha hita. Afa gavdike iso deishes ish, kiven de shaloi befona veine me iso, avo baalma loi hoiso nemenes. Now, not going into the oimik hadvorim, but just let us relate what Taisvus is saying, what the Gemara says in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Ksubis, let us talk about one case. An isha will say, nishbeisi utahirani. That means, aloha is, if I know that an isha was a shvuya, she doesn't have any namonis to say that she wasn't nila. But if she comes to Bezin and she says, nishbeisi utahirani, so the aloha is a pesha osar a pesha hit. Fine, she's nemo. Now, let's go a step further. What is the aloha? Akel Bezin says she came to Bezin, she said, Nishbeisi Tohirani, Bezin told her, fine, you're allowed to marry a kohen. No, there's a shidduch, not a shidduch, a kohen, everything looks very good and rosy. Then to aid them come to Bezin, they say, you know, we know this issue was Nishbis. So then everything falls down the drain. That means the whole heter of Pesha Osa, Pesha Hita, is Kozman, the Isser is Dafke Pesha Osa. If she was the Isser, so she's Neman to be Mata. But the means we have another Biddle to aid him, that was Nishbasi, so finish. And now we know your Shbuya, you have no Nemanis anymore to Taina Tahiran. Now, the Gemara says over there, according to one man, the Yoma, as follows. If she said, so the din is Pesha also Pesha Yita. She's allowed to get married. She got married. Fine. Now later to Adam come and say, this lady was an Ashes Ish. So this is a shrekliche problem on Taisvus, the Achayinim ask on Taisvus. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about it was Niseis, with the heter of Pesha Osa, And then Adin came and said, Eishes Isha Isha. So the Gemara says, so we have a very interesting case. It's Kvar Niseis, which is also a plus. She's married already, and Leidach Gisa, we have Adim that say she was an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, but since we have a Biru of Nisgarashti, because an Isha Me'iza, Leiman Nisgarashti, so with this whole Kugel together, it was the Pesha Osar and Niseis. And now we have Rav Amnune, so Memele, so all together, it's Loiseitze. That's the whole Gemara. So Memele, but without this whole Kugel of Pesha Osar, Pesha Hitel, the Niseis, the whole thing doesn't begin. There's no Gemara that says that some of the Isha Sha'omro Nizgarashti Shaloi Befonav is Nemon. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara uses Nizgarashti Shaloi Befonav a sniff together with Peshosa Peshita Venisei. So Taisa says, I say the Kashif Aitzach Nishtam. There's no straight Nemonis that she's permitted to get married by saying Nizgarashti Shaloi Befonav. That is Pshat and Taisvis Tetz. Zog the Gemara weiter. Bekitzer, we had here on Machloikis, Beishami and Beisilu, that, when is there a nemonis to say Meis Bailey? Beishami holds, in all cases, Sai Medina Sayom, Sai it's not minak Bamina Kaitzrim. In all cases, like Dibru Khamela Bahiva, but in all cases she's never. And Basilo holds, it's Tafke Baisa Medina, because she's Mirtas, but in other cases she's not never. So the Gemara says Neymar Rab Chananya ben Akiva veRabbonon bePlukta de Beishamei ibisilu kamiflagi. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Machlokes Rab Chananya ben Akiva and the Rabbonon is this Machlokes. The Sanya we learned in Abarais. Lo Yisa Odom Meichatos veEifer Chatos viYavirem biYarden uBesfina. A person should not be holding Meichatos. That means Ma'im Chaim Urevim Eifer or Eifer Chatos alone. V'yavirim b'yardim, you shouldn't be carry this and go over the yardim u'besfine while he's in the ship. Number one. Number two. V'layamoid b'tzadze v'yizreik l'tzad acher. He shouldn't throw it over. Anoho. Or he shouldn't float it over Hapnei Hamayim. Or he shouldn't be riding on a behemoth, and he'll be holding the Mechatos over a Mayim. Or he shouldn't be riding on his Chaver and holding Mechatos. Unless his feet, the person who is holding the mechatos is touching the karkois amayim. Avol maviram al hagesha. But if he's going over a bridge, that's permissible. Now, this is alster rabbonon, echad yardein. So difference if it's the yardein, ve'echad shar nahoris. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva oimer loy omru elo yardein ubisvine uchemaise shahoyim. The only issa to transfer mechatos over a mayim is dafke if the mayim is the yardein and dafke if he's doing it with a svine. Uchemaise shahoyim. So Mamela, we see Rab Chananya ben Akiva holds the Issa that Chazal made was only Dumya de Maise Shehoya. The Rabbonon hold, it's anything that's in any way similar to the Maise Shehoya also, the Issa applies. So the Gemara says, Leime Rabbonon, who hold, that you don't say Kemaise Shehoya, the Omri Kebe Shama. ורבי חנניה בן עקיבא, דאמר כבייס הלל. Because it seems they're going in the same sheet. Omri lo chabono. No. Anan damrinen av ke beisil. We hold like beisil. Ad kan loy koma beisil al hosom el shum de mirtes. The svar of beisil is that the reason she's nemon, because she's afraid. You might be mevara. That she's saying a lie. Is bemokim korev mirtes. Mokim rochek loy mirtes. So Memele, there's a tremendous difference in logic between Amokim Korev and Amokim Rochek. The Yesod HaBiru, the Yesod HaNemonis is built because of her fear, and she's only afraid by Amokim Korev, not by Amokim Rochek. Abahoche, so Memele, there's a very good logical reason to differentiate between Oysa Medina and Medina Acheres. But over here, by this Isser of Havoras Mechatos, Mali Yarden, Mali Shanos, is any difference between the Yarden and any other Noris? The Maisa God occurred in the Yarden, but there's no difference. So Memele said the Rabbonon, in our case, could be held like Pesilu. And here they hold, you don't need Kemaisa Shoi, because there's no logical reason to differentiate between the Yarden and any other body of water. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Omer lo chanodom yafla beishamai. I hold like beishamai. Ad kom loy komri beishamai osom elamishum di daiko mintzebe. Because we're saying that she's daiko mintzebe. Is mali mokim korev, mali mokim rochik. Therefore, they didn't want to differentiate. It's very interesting. Before the Gemara set up a different lomdus in Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel said, "Boise medina de shchichi in she mirtes medina lomdina acheres loy shchichi loy mirtes." Beis Shammai said, "Shayoros metzuyes." And here, the Gemara says, "A psanusvar in Beis Shammai." The Daika Mintzve, the Svaras als Daika Mintzve, Mali Mokim Korev, Mali Mokim Rochek. So there, Beis Shammai is right. Hochem Mishumaisi Shahoyo, Biyardin Ubisvine, Hochem Mishumaisi Shahoyo, Biyardin Ubisvine, Dava Maisi Goza Rabono, Bisham Noris, Lava Maisi Le Goza Rabono. That means, Bemison over here, there was a Maisi that a Kilkel occurred. And because of this Maisa, Chazal made a Gzeire. So this Gzeire is it's not a Svoredik Gzeire. There was a Maisa Shoy, so they asked, do me the Maisa Shoyo, but more than the Maisa Shoy didn't answer, my Maisa Shoyo. To Omar, Rav Yehuda, Marav, Maisa Bo'odom, Shoyamavir, Mechatos, Veifachatos, Biyardin, Ubisvine. And later they found that a kezayis min ha-meis was stuck into the floor of the svineh. That was the meise shehoya. Let us see Rashi. ויעבירים ביארדן בספינה, משום מייסי שוי ביארדן בספינה, ונתמו כנמרינה לקמו. ויזריקים בצד זה של נורד. העננה מדום ידי ספינה, שפויכן בעבר על פני מים. That the זריקה is similar to a person who is בספינה, that the people who are in the ספינה, פויכן בעבר על פני המים. לא יעקיב נגבי בהימא בסויך המים, דמינה מדומי דספינה, שאודם הנויסא יושב במקוימס, ונוסוי נוטלוסוי מליחוסוי. The ספינה is taking him over the מים, וספינה פעמים שיגששס ונגעס בקרקע. So you could be מדמה הבהימא to הספינה. maybe before Rashi means umi the svinis shepirchem ba'aver al pnei amayim. That means the svinis pereyach ba'aver. So zrik is also pereyach ba'aver. Now Rashi says sometimes the svinis goyshesh, so beheme is dumye the svinis. That's also walking in on the karkois amayim. But al kaponim, the person who is holding it is not walking on the yarden. He's on something that is a mahalach. Elim kein raglov shel elyon leiges b'mayim b'kalke. So then it's considered that's not dumya desvine. Alageshe the chares michti. This is like weiter oretz. That means he's walking. This is like he's walking over the yard. Vodem amavira hirlakol shabaraglov ein adoim elesvine. Tochel bekalke isa veheil haklei shal mechatas aleim venitmu. The keli was mile over the kezias of the mason became tome, and boisa shomru that one is not permitted to be mavir mechatas or eifachatas besvine biyardi. Zot the mishne baita. Beishamai oimrim tinose betitel ksuboso. Beishamai said that we had said that an isha is nemon, the same as bailo. Not only is she nemon to get married, she's also nemon to take the ksuba. That's one of the functions that comes about after a husband dies, so she gets the ksuba. Beisilul oimrim tinose v'loi sitel ksubos. Beisilul said no. She's permitted to get married, but she's not permitted to get a ksubit. Omru lahem beishamai. So beishamai told Beisilul, I don't understand you. Hitartem elva chamura. You are mater elva chamura. You are mater the isereishes each. I don't understand you. The Neshishish believed that he died. And you matter the Isereshishish when it comes to get a ksuba, maybe he's alive. I mean, I don't understand if you're Seimech and Allah Gabiel Bechamure, Shazich be Seimech by Momin Akal. Oberu lahem beisilo, Matsinu Shein Ha'achim Nichnosnen Lenachla Alpia. He says, I don't understand you. You have a kasha. He says, what is the din? After she says Meis Bailey, what happens with his Yerusha? The halacha is that the Achim are not permitted to be Yoved Lenach La'alpia. That means in order for them to Yarshin his Nechosim, you need a Birur of two Eidim. You have a Kal V'chaymer, Itartem El V'chamur, Momen HaKal, so you see it. El V'chamur, they were Matem Shemiguna, Kila Bor Abona. When it comes to Momen, Mammon is another shayla. Then we go meiker adin, and meiker adin. Now Bishnai made him yokum dover. Omru lahem beishamai veloy misefer ksube nilmoit. But let's learn out. Let's darshan the ksube. Shuhu koisiv lo. It says in the ksube shim tinosi laacher. She's permitted to get married to someone else. Titli mashekosav lachi. So it says in the ksuba, when you're permitted to get married, you get a ksuba. So mamela, so since she's permitted to get married, she should get a ksuba. Chazal beisilu lahira is kedivrei beisham. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over a beautiful beer on this Mishnah for Rabbi Chanon and Kovetz Haaretz. This is Simen Chav Zayin Oy Zayin. He says, we have to understand what is the Shakla Vitalia of between Beishamai and Beisilu. He says, Beisilu brought Beishamai Araya that you don't say that he taught them Elva Chamure is not El Momen Akal because the Araya is by Yerusha and Achim Nichnosel and Achla Pia. So they showed him. So he says, but in the ksuba it says, when she's permitted to get married, she gets a ksuba. So Rabbi Chanan explains as follows. He says, if an eid says eidus on something, and because of this eidus, there are two dinim chalukim which are mistayif from what he's saying Eidus. So he says the nemonis of the Eid, legabi what he's saying Eidus, is only applicable to the din he has an nemonis. But to the din that he doesn't have an nemonis, so his Eidus is not applicable. I gives two mishalim. What is the din if a father says, B'ni zeh godel, that my son is a godel? So the Gemara says, Nemon le'inyin nedorim v'ekdeishis, v'loy le'inyin onshe. So the Torah gave the father an emonis to say, B'ni zeh godel. He has an emonis l'gabi certain halachis, l'gabi isurim, he has an emonis. For make a neder, for make hegdish, he has an amonis. You're not allowed to eat the hegdish. It's hegdish. He has an amonis legabi shnoisov shel benoi. Legabi onshim, you want to be manished the son, you were masrim, you want to give him an oinish. Gabi onshim, he doesn't have an amonis. Is he a godel or is he not a godel? So I'll tell you. Legabi nidorim, the father has an emonis to say he is a godel. So I believe the father. He says, godless is negeya tu alochis. It's negeya nidorim, it's negeya onshim. Legabi the halocha of nidorim, the father has an emonis. I believe he's a godel. Legabi nidorim, I believe he's a godel. Legabi onshim, the father does not have an emonis. Legabi onshim, I don't have a biru that he's a godel. Biru is only legabi this halacha, because legabi this halacha is namonis, not legabi that halacha. Now let's come to our case. An isha comes and says, meis bailo. So it's negeya, if the husband died, there are negeya two halachas. It's negeya meis bailo. Negeya, is his wife allowed to get married? That's one shaila. It's another shaila, if he's dead, is so, ad achim yoyred lenachle. So again, two shailas. Ligabi hetel nisuin, she has an amonis. So ligabi hetel nisuin, I believe that's me. She has an amonis ligabi this aloche. So ligabi this aloche, I'm permitted to assume that he's dead. Ligabi the other aloche of achim yodem lenachle, she doesn't have an amonis. This is babanis. There's no mishumiguni kilabar abono. So I don't have a biru that she doesn't have an amonis. So I don't have a biru that she's not. That's called palgin in amonis. We have the same thing all the time. Neidechot l'gabi momen. Is nem l'gabi shvua. Now l'gabi momen. Is he nemon or isn't he nemon? L'gabi shvua, he has an amonis. L'gabi, it's also momen. He doesn't have an amonis. That's called palgin in amonis. He says that is only when these two halachas, the halachas are not, one halach is not dependent on the other halacha. No, one halacha is dependent on a matzav. So do I assume that this matzav occurred or not? So it depends. Gabi this halacha I assume, gabi the other halacha I don't assume. When it comes to getting a ksubeh, what is the criteria? When does a woman get a ksuba? Is the criteria when the husband is dead? No, that's not the criteria. You know why? When the husband gives a get, she also gets a ksuba. Number two, when the husband is dead, I know he's dead, but she's a shemeres yavon. She can't get married. It's not chetinosi. I can't get married now. There's a yovam over here. She needs chalitza or yibum. She also doesn't get a ksube. So ksube, the schus netilas ksube is not dependent on dead. He can be alive, she can get a ksube. He can be dead and she won't get a ksube. The schus netilas ksube is dependent. Can she get married? That's one thing. If she can't get married, she gets a ksubeh. If he's alive and she can get married, she gets a ksubit. If he's dead and she can't get married, she doesn't get a ksubit. So the halacha of ksubit is totally in, can she get married? So the halacha of ksubit is dependent on another halacha. So this Beis Shammai said, so if she can get married, it's kshetinasi. So she has to get the ksubit. Because here the halacha, one halacha is mekushin the other halacha. And since we paskin that she can get married, so the matter she has a schus to get the ksubit. The ksubit is not totally if he's dead or alive. The ksubit is totally can she get married. So automatically, if she can get married, so memela she has a schus to get the ksubit. Let us see Rashi. Tinose v'titol ksuboso alpia. Shenachim nechnosem v'nachlosi shal bailo alpia. D'rachmona om apishna emeidim. L'gabi nisuyim didohu dekila rabona mishumiguna. But when it comes to moment, you need a bit of to aid him. Kshetinose la'acha v'arei niseis. She's allowed to get married. Zog taisvis. She'ein ha'achim nechnosem l'nachla alpia. So we have here a Gemara that when it comes to Yerushi, you need a birur of two eidim. That's what it says in our Gemara. A birur of an eidechod is not nemo. V'hodam rinem b'perek ha-mafkid, b'shomu boi shemeis. Here we're speaking about that a person was nishba, he was captured, and they heard that he's dead. So it says in the Gemara, Kula alma loy pligi dimayridin korev lenichsei shovi. So everyone agrees that we permit a korev to go into the nichsei shovi. We hear that he's dead. So what's the taich? Shamu boy shemeis. Agamara said you need to aid him. That Agamara by says one aid is not nemo. So Taisvi says, Matsiluk mikshishama boy bishnei edim. Takifelech, if you need to aid him, so I'll say that for Shatan the Gemara. That shama boy shemeis means that to aid him said that he died. The ibe edechod mairi, if you say it's speaking about one aid, ho isha daoche ke edechod omya, filohochi enachim nichnosom lenach lalpia. So we will say, that Shomo Boy Shemes means we heard from Tuwait. V'im Toima. So Toisvus asked me, Komok im Tiksha, the Masi Kosom, ki pligi b'shiloi Shomo Boy Shemes. The Machloikis is b'shiloi Shomo Boy Shemes. The Machloikis, Shmuel, and I think Rav, b'shiloi Shomo Boy Shemes. So what's the title? Shaloi Shamu Boy Shemeis. Shamu Boy Shemeis. Everyone holds that Achim, that Achim Nichnosim Lenachla. That Shamu Boy Shemeis. That means to aid. But Loi Shamu Boy Shemeis, there already is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes, I think Rav and Shmuel. In Taima. So Perish, what does that mean? Bishnei Edom, not two Edom are saying that Meis. Ela Beidecha. So it has to mean that one Eid said Meis. Ela Shama Boi Klal Pshit Demirim. So Akocha Ela Shama Boi Shemeis means that one Eid said Meis Baila. One Eid said that Meis. V'im Kein Eichi Koma Shmuel Hosam Eridim. Our Mishnah says that Neidecha does not Nemo. The Yesh Loima, so Taisva says, that what that Gemara says, that a Nedechot is Nemon, and our Mishnah says Nedechot is not Nemon, the Hoche Mairi Leired Velimke, our Mishnah is speaking about, if a Koriv can go and sell the Nechos, and that you need a Birol of Tuwaid, the Hoche Mairi Leired, that's speaking about, not that he's selling the Nechosim, he's just eating, he's working on the karka, he's eating the peres. So there, we don't need such a biruch. He's not taking away from the mace, the karka. He's just working on the karka and he eats the peres of the karka. So there, you don't need a biruch of tuedim. So Mamela, so Taisa said now a teretz. That we speak, that when we, that our Mishnah says, Eina achim nichnosim lenachlo. And that what the Gemara says, Mayridin korev. According to Shmuel, it's speaking about for two different purposes. To sell the karke, you need to aid them. To eat the peiris, a fillo a birro of one aid is sufficient. Well, the fize, so Taisa says, oh, now I just had a shtik teire, that there's a difference between selling the karke or eating the peiris. Is yesh lefosh, now let's go back to the first kasha. If we just said in the kimte, that gemara is speaking about eating the peiris. And we also said that eating the peiris, you don't need a birr of shnei edim. So now let's go back to my first kasha. Lefize yesh leforish, that what it says, sheshamu boi shemeis, that before we said it has to be shnei edim. No, hainu beidechot. And everyone holds an eidechot is sufficient lohoirit korev sheyech leperis. Velechot. And if from the Gemara is Muchach, that it's speaking about Leirid Velechel, so for Adarab, Shoma Boi Shemeis means, Al Pi Eidecha. Vim Toima, so if Shoma Boi Shemeis, that Kula Olma Moide means Eidecha, Leirid Velechel, Vim Toima Vim Kein Eichi Pligi, Beloi Shoma Boi Shemeis, the Meiridim, so where's the Machlokes? Loi Shoma Boi Shemeis means it's not an Eidecha, so there's not an eidechot, how can Shmuel hold that meiridin korib? Veshloime deloy shamu boi shemeis be'eidechot, ela yidei keul ba'alme, less than eidechot, a keul. Kedemrinim b'shili de meseches gitten, kshe shama ploini mi ploini, u ploini mi ploini, v'hoch olam lemdines hayom. That means there is a whole chain of shmuis, this one heard from this one, and this one heard from this one, and that one, that we start trying to track down the originator, or he's not around, he went to Medina Sayyam. So al koponim, this is a koil, and fakelt, and that is a machloikis, if a koil is maspik, lahirit korev, lechel apeis. Umiyu. Beperik basre diksubes iketuve kshishomo boi shemeis va'airi b'shnei eidim. Taisu says, but from the Gemara in Ksubes, it would seem the loshen shomo boi shemeis means to aid. So now, let's understand what Taisu's kash is. So if we assume shomo boi shemeis means to aid him, so we have to say meiridim. Meiridim also means linker as a karke, because if it's to Eidim, then you have Eidim linker as a karke. So then we have to say that one aid is also linker as a karke, according to Shmuel. So we're back to the kasha. So Taisus says, "Umatzinu l'mei menami hocher sheyotzo ledas v'hosem emerim kol v'nichosov k'domu b'perik ha'mafkid." The Gemara in ha'mafkid says that there's a difference if it was yotzo ledas or lo yotzo ledas. That means if he was captured, so he didn't have time to instruct anyone what to do. So then this didn't merit him. If it was Yotzo Lodas, and he didn't instruct anyone, then Shmuel also holds Ein Meiridin. So we could say that our mission is speaking about Yotzo Lodas. So Memeli didn't instruct anyone to do anything, so then we don't do anything. He could have, if he held it important, he could have instructed someone. Since he didn't instruct anyone, so Memele, Ein Meiridim, and that's our Mishnah. Over there it's speaking about that Yotzo Shaloi Ladas, he was a Shavui. So then, the Halacha is that what? That Meiridim, according to Shmuel, Afilo Be'edecho. V'chozru Beis Hillo Lohiris Kebei Shammah. So Poshet, we learn in our Mishnah. That's the chayr the poshit the pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says as follows. That, Beis Shammai holds that she gets the ksubit. And even though Beis Hillel said, we find that ein ha'achim nichnosim l'nachlo, so Beis Shammai said, but, me say for ksubin ilma, but here it says, klor in the ksubit, kshetinose titel ksubit, shimtinose lacha titli ma shekosav lachi, some emele, so therefore, if she's permitted to get married, she gets the ksubin. V'chozu beisilu lohiris kedivri beishamai. So, a poshet was him, the beisilu was nochis to this svore, that since it says in the sefer ksube, shimti nosi lacha titli mashekosav lachi, so therefore, when she says meis baili, so it's titli mashekosav lachi. V'hoda omar, b'peirik ishe shenoflu, gabi v'leime och ani yoyrish ishtoi eini koiva. The Gemara over there is speaking about that you had two brothers. You had Reuven that died, and Shimon, Reuven died, and Shimon is a yovel. And now later, Reuven's wife, the yevomer, died. So the Gemara says, let Shimon the Yovam taine, that I have no shibudim at all to Shimon's wife. Reuven died, and Shimon is the Yovam, and now Reuven's wife died, the Yevomer died. Now the shaila is, who's going to pay for the burial expenses for Reuven's wife? So the Gemara said, Rove Esther Akashe, Vileme, let Shimon taine, I have no shaychus with Reuven's wife. Och ani yoyrish. Whatever I'm taking over is from my brother. I'm not yashening from her. I'm yashening from my brother. So fine. So Mamela, that's why whatever my brother possesses goes over to me. But ishtoi eini koiva. But I don't have to be mekava his wife. What chance do I have to his wife? If I would yashen her, so Mamela could be. So he's obligated to since she yashna, he's obligated to be mekabah. But he's a yashning his brother, so ishtay eni koiva. The imishum ksube. So we're saying, so then she should get a ksube. That means her husband had died, and no ksube was given to her. You're out of the picture. V'imishum ksube, le'nitna ksube ligveis mechaim. So he says, no, a ksube she doesn't get, because it says in the sefer ksube, kolzman I'm alive, she doesn't get a ksube. Because in the ksube it says, shim tinosi la'ach etit lima shekostav l'chi. So since I'm alive, she doesn't get a ksube. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara said that the Och say this. I didn't yashana, she doesn't get a ksube, because lenit a ksube ligva is michaim. So the Gemara says that let the Och taine this taine. So the Gemara says, v'dochi man shamet lei de islay medrash ksube. Who's the one that darshens medrash ksube? Beishamai, that means that what you said, le'nitno ksuba ligveis mechayim, which means that since the Yevoma is not permitted to get married, so that's why she doesn't get a ksuba. Man shamat le'dis le'medrash ksuba, beishamai, ho'yislu shtarem ligveis kegovidomi. Bekitzel, the Gemara says in ksubis, that beishamai darshens medrash ksuba. Umaikushe Dilma Filo Basilonino Dahidulu. So Taisu says Medrish Ksuba Basil is also my the Khosru Basil Lahiris Kidibri Beshamai. V'yeshloima debeisilu loichozru behem mitam medrish ksube, ele mitam kal vochayma. So Taisa says one teretz, that Beisilu was not moided to Beishamai because of medrish ksube. Medrish ksube is only that's Beishamai zeshtik teire. No, Beishamai, it said a kal vochayma, mitartem erve chamure, leinate momen akal. So because of that, Beis Hillel is Moide. That's one teretz in Taisus. So Lachayra Taisus is very schwer to understand. Als the Taine from the Kal Vochaymer, Beis Hillel schlugged up to.
So the Gemara says that let the Och Taine this Taine. So the Gemara says, V'dochi man shamed lei de Islay Medrash Ksube. Who's the one that darshens Medrash Ksube? Beishamai, that means that what you said, leinitno ksuba ligveis mechayim, which means that since the Yevoma is not permitted to get married, so that's why she doesn't get a ksuba. Man shamat ledisle medrash ksuba, beishamai, hoi islu shtarim ligveis ke govidom. Bekitzel, the Gemara says in ksubis, that Beishamai darshens medrash ksube. Umay kushe dilma afilo beisilu ninu. Dohidulu. So Taisu says medrash ksube beisilu is also my the chosru beisilu lohiris kedivri Beishamai. Vyeshloima de beisilu loy chosru behem mitam medrash ksube el mitam kal vochayma. So Taisu says one teretz, that Beis Hillel was not moided to Beis Shammai because of Medrash Ksube. Medrash Ksube is only that Beis Shammai is a shtik teire. No, Beis Shammai, it said a kal vochayme, mitartem erve chamure, leinate momen akal. So because of that, Beis Hillel is moided. That's one teretz in Taisus. So lochere Taisus is very schwer to understand. Als the Taine from the Kal Vochayma, Beis Hillel schlugged up the Kal Vochayma. Shein Achim. The Raya of the Kal Vochayma, Beis Hillel schlugged up. Shein Achim nichnosum lenach lo alpiyah. So how could Taisva say that Beis Hillel was moided to Beis Shammai because of the Kal Vochayma? They shlugged up the Kal Vochayma. I found Rab Simcha Midesva asks this kasha on Taisva's. Al Koponim, that's what Taisva says. Inami, a second teretz, Osam Dichuye Ba'almo Demuki Ki Beis Shammai. Is that what the Gemara says is going according to Beis Shammai? That's a dichi bam. La maskone, the hosom osi shape ki Beis Hillel. According to the maskone, it goes of according to Beis Hillel. Also, so vakat, everyone holds medrash ksube. V'yesh meforshim, the loidoshu Beis Hillel medrash ksube kol kach kemoi Beis Shammai. Now, there's a third teretz. That the Emerson in our Mishnah it says that Beis Hillel is Dorish Medrash Ksube. And that is why when she gets married, she gets a Ksube. She's muted to get married, she gets a Ksube. But they don't darshan, Beis Shammai darshan is more Medrash Ksube than Beis Hillel. Now, what is pshat more and less? So there's a merdeke taisvus harosh, and a taisvus in ksuba is tafnin gimel amit beis. The taisvus harosh says as follows. This drash of medrash ksuba could be liyapois koyache ishe or lahora koyache ishe. Now, in our case, we claim gashailu when she says meis baili, does she get a ksuba? So here we dash a medrash ksube, shetinose titli ksubose. So maybe this is liyapis koyachisha. There Beis Hillel also dashens medrash ksube. The Gemara in ksubis is speaking about as a shemeres yavom get a ksube. So there it's lahachmer, lahora liyisha.
No, you can't get a ksuba because it says l'shtitinasi. And you can't get married yet. You're a shemeres yovo. So memele, so that's what the Yesh Mefarshim wanted to say. A beautiful teretz. That is true. Our Gemara says that Beis Hillel does darshan medrash ksuba. The Gemara in ksuba says Beis Hillel does not darshan medrash ksuba. And everything is true. It matters. Liyapois, they do darshan. Lohora, they don't darshan.
Yes, mefoshim leidoshi beisilo medrash ksube kolkach kemoi beishamai. So Taisu says, v'lo yitoch, and this is not a good teretz. The imistava leidoshi beksubis kemoi hocho, amai leidoshi lei beisilo, v'lo imistava, v'no leidoshi afilo beishamai. So Taisu asks, amoyre di kekashe, the whole mekoyer that beishamai darshan's medrash ksube is our mishneh. And in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel is also made it. So how did the Gemara in Ksuba say that Beis Shammai darshan's medrash ksuba, Beis Hillel doesn't darshan? If it's a svar that there's no difference between liyapos, between lochoy, some emele, so Beis Hillel also should say it. If you hold there is a difference, how do you know Beis Shammai darshan's medrash ksuba? That's the Yisviskash. Omar Rav Chizda, let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Chizda, Nisyavmo Yevomo Nichnes Lenachlo Alpio. What is the din if an Isha said Meis Bailo, and there were Miyavmo? So now will the Yevom Darshan Nichsei Ochiv? Is Nisyavmo Yevomo Nichnes Lenachlo Alpio? Heim dorshu medrash ksube. If they darshan medrash ksube, onu leinidrish medrash teure. That means if the mashmois, of imtinosi means that if there's a heter nisuin, you get a ksube. So the posik of Yevom Yovile is Yokum or Shem Ochiv is also, if there's a din Yevom, automatically there's a din Yerusha. Yokum or Shem Ochiv Omer Achmona Vareiko. Zogt Rashi, Lenachla Zochel Benachla Sofik, Ochiv Kedem Rinem Perik Acholetz, HaKenis Yevim Tai Zochel Benichsei Ochiv. Anale Nidresh Medresh Teire Bitmiyah. Is lechayre psayher shtikol ha'ore from Rav Chizda would seem clear that the time of Beis Hillel was because he darshens medrash ksube. And if he darshens medrash ksube, how do we still darshens medrash teure? According to the first teretz of Tosfos, the Beis Hillel does not darshens medrash ksube. It's only as the kal v'chaimer. If Beis Hillel holds from the kal v'chaimer, so let Rav Chizda say this. We'll say the same kal v'chaimer. From Mamata and Yeshusach, he can yarshan also. But he says a different Russian. Heim dorshu medrash ksubah, l'nidrash medrash teira. So l'chayre, it would seem clear that Rav Chizda learned pshat at Beis Hillel darsh. He's not saying a libah to Beis Shammai. So why is Beis Hillel darshan's medrash ksubah? I don't know, l'chayre tzahor and the first eretz of Tosfos. Before we go further, let's see, we left out one place. Beis Hillel says that, Chazal Beis Hillel is Kedivah Beis Shammai. But first, Beis Hillel said this as a case. Beis Hillel, what time, if he nechluka Beis Hillel al Hillel Rabba, Shadeirish Medrash Ksubi Vepeik Hiskabel, the Kama Hosam Hillel Yadeirish Loshen Hedyet. Loshen Hedyet means a Loshen which people started writing, even though it wasn't a Picha Chomim. But Hillel says, whatever is in that Mashmois, that's how you can build Halochis on the Loshen that was accepted to write. Anshe Alexandri Oyu Mekachim Nishesayim. Anshe Alexandri used to marry their wives. Ubishas knisosom lechupe bo acherem v'choit v'noisom. Ashrek lechamaisom. So the Shaila was, so all the children that were born were mamzerim. Umotza koso behem, so Hillel went and looked at the ksubis of the Anshalachsandria, and it said, Shetinose li tehevi li le into. The Eresin I'm making on the Tnai if we'll make Nesuin. If there won't be Nesuin, if there'll be Chayt of you, I'm not making Eresin. So Hillel darshened Loshen Hedyet. So Taisvis asks, so how could Beis Hillel be Chaylik on Hillel? This was before the Chazal. That's what it means, that if there'll be chuppah, then you'll be an arusa. He says, what is the taich tinosi lacha? Does that mean when you'll be permitted to marry? Or does that mean when kedushin will be taifis with someone else? Tinosi lacha could be very debatable. It could mean when nisuin is taifis. That means they have to weigh them that say that meis bailoch. Then I know nisuin is taifis. That's a taich tinosi lacha. So here it's not muchach from the loshen that it means that if she's permitted to get married, that's called tinosi lacha. Veshami sovi the mikomakim tinosi lacha kirinem bei that tinosi lacha is koilo if she's permitted to marry someone else, not afke if I know klod that nesuin is taifus. Omar Rav Nachman. Bos lebesten, the omra meis baili hitiruni linose. She comes to Besen, she says, meis baili, I want to have a heter to get married. Matira noisa linose, v'noisnin log subos. We mata her to get married, and we give her a ksuba. So she's naman on the ksuba also. That's if she started off by meis baili. Tnuli ksubosi. Af lihinose ein matiranoise. But if she started off, give me the ksube. Not she started off. That's what she said. Listen, my husband died, I don't want a ksube. Af lihinose ein matiranoise. My time adaita the ksube asoi. Because she's coming for the ksube. So the Ritva says two beautiful pshatim in our Gemara. One pshat he says, that the whole heter that they gave her on the monis was mishumi guni kila barabona. So from this lady, I don't hear bechlal, she's interested in getting married. She's interested in a ksube. For a ksube, they didn't give her on the monis. So if she's only coming for the ksube, forget about it. There's no mishumi guni kila barabona. That's one mahalach in the Ritva. And another halach, the Ritva says that the whole time they were matter is because Isha Daika Mintzeve. Now what's that Isha Daika Mintzeve? Because Mitaychay Meshech Malta Bo B'Seife Kalta Bo B'Tchilosa. That means before she gets married, she'll zicha be Medai. So I can be assured that there'll be a Birur of Daika that'll be Meval that's Taka Meis Bailo. He says that is Dafka, a woman who's interested in getting married. A woman who just comes, give me the ksuba, so why should she be medayik? There's no chayma, there's no nothing. So memela, if she's only coming for the ksuba, I have no reason to be mamana, so she's not nema. My time I died to the ksuba, so iboy yilohu. What if she said itiruni li nosei utnuli ksubosi? What if she says both? Ismael. Kiven domo ksuboso, she talks about ksuba daita de ksuba soy, so that's it. Eidume, kol mili disle linish, omalula baidina. He started off, he said, itiruni lino, so he says, ah, it's negay de ksuba also, but it's no raya that you don't, the heavier the guna also, we're talking about that also, something to talk about, kol mili dinish. If you'll say that she will get married and you give her the ksuba, you mat everything, what's the din if she said, nulik subosi bitiruni linose? She started off with the ksuba and she ended off with tinose. Mal, hoche vate adaita de ksuba asoi. I dilma hoil de lo yode ba mai mishtarje. Here she didn't know how she becomes mutter. Take it. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, adaita de ksuba soi, uba fuki ma moine, sadi beine, because he doesn't have an amonis. Komili dinish, vikir adaita ne suina soi, bishrinelo, bekim de shrinelo, shokonami ksuba, de misaife ksuba nilme. Lo yode ba mai mishtaroi, bekiven di skire ne suin, gal yedaita do mishrayos, bahai domo bereshet nudik subosi, shema kisvuri ishe zu atoroso. So this is a very modern Rashi. The Ritva says he doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. And he says, really, she's coming for a heter. So why do you talk about the ksube? Because she thinks that's how she'll become mutter. But she is the first month the ksube. That's how she becomes mutter. So the Ritva says he doesn't understand it. What kind of a lady is this that thinks she become mutter to get married by getting the ksube? So therefore, the Ritva says a different pshat. The Ritva says that Yischelek and Rashi, he says the Lamais is like this. She wants to get married, but she thinks as follows. If she's going to talk about getting married, so she knows that getting married is a big affair. I mean, Yamata Yisrael Shusish, she's afraid to ask for a big heta. So she's going to talk about ksube, and you know, but in order to get the ksube, you have to be able to get married. And give me a heta nesuin. So she's really asking for a heta nesuin, but she's telling the rabbonim, don't worry so much about giving a heta, because it's only negay the ksube. But really, she doesn't want to talk about the heta she really wants. She really wants a heta to get married, but she's scared to talk about such a big heta. So she just mentions the ksuba with the heta on the suin. She wants to squeeze out from them a heta. But if she'll have a heta, she'll get married also. That's how the Ritva says. Perhaps we can say pshat and Rashi. It's a mayor de kekasha, the Ritva eska and Rashi. What kind of a lady is this that's under the impression that you need to get a ksube in order to be able to get married? What shaykhs does the ksube have in order to be able to get married? It could be, Chazal tell us, that the reason we write a ksube is shalaita kala ba'ina v'la'itziya. So it comes out that the ksube binds the ishus. That means that's the purpose of the ksube, to ensure that the issue should remain. So she's under the impression, if the purpose of the ksube is to ensure the issues, that to bind the issues, so she holds that in order for the issues to become mutter, you have to be matter the miyagit. So first you have to get rid of the ksube. You have to pay up the ksube, because the chiyuv ksube is maagit the issues. Perhaps that is pshat and Rashi.